Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
More and more Democrats are calling on Biden to step aside. You can say the dam is breaking, or the dam is broken, or the dam is wide open at this point. But I don't see the big boy press conference turning things around for him, because the puppet master, the Chicago mob boss, Barack Obama, has given the word Biden's got to go. So it's only a matter of time, in my opinion. But the question is who. They are now poll testing Kamala Harris, apparently. Joe Biden's people are now poll testing Kamala Harris. More Democrats are now calling on Joe Biden to step aside, including the latest today was another Democrat member of Congress who came out and said, Joe Biden can't do this. Can't do it. Just can't. Can't do it. And he's got to go. You know, it's funny. You heard in that CBS News clip, a young girl say there's a point where you got to take your parents' keys away. And it's usually when they turn out to be Joe Biden's age. He's at NATO and he's smiling and shaking hands. Politico has a story today, Politico does, that behind all the smiles and the handshakes at NATO, world leaders are very, very worried. Now, I don't think they're worried about Joe Biden as much as I think they're worried about Donald Trump getting back in there. Because obviously, as Joe Biden is sending F-16s to Ukraine, what happened to he wasn't going to even send tanks, because that would be World War III. Now he's sending F-16s and more cash going to Ukraine. So I think the world leaders are worried this guy can't do it. And Trump's going to get in there and he's going to cut off the gravy train to Ukraine and also make them step up and actually pay. All these NATO members who are getting a free ride, basically, Trump's going to step up and make them pay their fair share. They don't want that either. So, yeah, they're nervous, but they're all glad handing Biden. It's kind of sort of like a retirement party. You know, when somebody comes to you go to their retirement party, you feel like obligated to do it. And you're like, yeah, keep in touch. And you slap them on the back. You're like, you've been great. Hate to see you go. You know, you're never going to talk to that person ever again. And you cannot wait for them to leave. Biden right now he's negotiating his exit package. It's his golden parachute. So, you know, Bridget works in HR. She's consulting. She doesn't work full time. And most of the time she's able to do it. right from the comfort of her own home, which is wonderful. But she's been in HR for a long time, and she used to deal with a lot of those things. She used to deal with a lot of those golden parachute exit packages. You get to be a senior level executive. You make a lot of money, too much money for the company as they begin to downsize or whatever, and they got to get rid of you. But at the same time, you know where all the bodies are buried. You have a lot of institutional knowledge, and you also could get scooped up by a competitor and share that institutional knowledge with them. So they make you sign an NDA, also known as hush money, to keep you quiet, and then they give you the golden parachute to get rid of you. And now they can take that salary off the books and hire someone younger who makes less money, and then they don't have to worry about you becoming a problem for them. I think Biden is in the process of negotiating that right now, or at least his people are. Everybody keeps talking about Dr. Jill Biden. You have to say that by law, of course, Dr. Jill Biden. That's a federal law. You have to always say that. But they're all talking about how she won't give up power. She's going to give up power either way because they're not going to win. I mean, she's got to know that. Joe Biden's not going to be president. Whether he's not president because Donald Trump beats him in November or he's not president because he leaves, he's not going to be president. And Jill Biden at some point has to wake up to that fact if she hasn't already. And then turn around and say, all right, what can we get out of it? How many more millions of dollars do the Bidens need? That's all this is about. It's about getting them speaking gigs, and it's about all the other things that they want to further enrich themselves more and more. And I told you yesterday, Barack Obama's behind all this. George Clooney's op-ed, George Clooney coming out. It turns out today the story is that he told Obama what he was going to do. And Obama did not stop him. Of course he's not going to stop him. Obama wants this to happen. He wants Biden gone. Heck, it's not often I agree with Mika Brzezinski, but this morning on Morning Joe, even Mika made that point. I'll play that clip in a minute. But so now it's just a matter of negotiating the terms of the exit and what he's going to get. And yeah, he's going to play a little hardball. I doubt the big boy pants press conference is going to save him tonight. Even with prescriptive questions, even with prescripted answers, I still don't think it's going to save him. But it may up the ante in terms of what he gets for his golden parachute here. The Bidens know they're not going to have a second term. I mean, at least Jill does. Biden does. Joe doesn't know what freaking day it is, but Jill has to realize that too. All these people saying she won't give up power. She's going to have to give up power in January regardless. There's no way this guy wins. No way. Not with these poll numbers and their fundraising's drying up too. There's another story about that today. Their fundraising's drying up. Meanwhile, Trump is raking in the cash. Ron DeSantis just agreed to headline a big super PAC fundraiser for him at the RNC next week in Milwaukee, where we'll be live doing the show live every day from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Republican National Convention. So it's just simply a matter right now of figuring out how much more cashish they can get and how they can hold on to everything that they have. I told you yesterday when Obama speechwriter John Levitt put out that tweet, and he basically said, here's the deal. You can go out a hero, or you can go out as an old man and destroy your legacy. Translation, we'll destroy your legacy for you. We will destroy you. Either way, you're not going to get a second term here. So how do you want to go out? Do you want to go out with your legacy intact, or do you want to go out as a corrupt SOB and get nothing out of it? And worse, maybe open yourself up to God only knows what, IRS audits, criminal prosecution, who knows? Who knows? I mean, that's the thing. These guys have all the goods on him. They've got all the goods on Joe Biden, and they'll use it. And I'm sorry, but the Bidens will not be able to push back on that. There's no way, because people in politics have to make a choice. Politics comes down to choosing, and you have to choose, do I want to be with the president who is on his way out, who at this point now is, it's over, it's done, there's no way you're going to save this, or do I want to be with Obama, who still really is the power center of the Democrat Party, still pulling the strings, calling the shots, can pick up the phone and get Hollywood actors to do whatever he wants and big donors to do what they want to. Whose side do I want to be on this? Because that's where it's coming down to. It really is. And even today, Chuck Schumer, who had the other day just said he was standing with Joe Biden, even now he's expressing his openness to possibly having Biden leave the ticket. You heard the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. The other day she was on Team Biden. Then yesterday she comes out, it's up to Joe. You have the fangs out. Joe has to decide, as she said. Joe has to decide for himself. I mean, it's over. It's over. Obama has made the decree. And now everybody's going to fall in line very quickly because they don't want to cross him because he still has the power. He's got more influence than Joe Biden does. I've told you before, the president of the United States of America, his power comes from influence. That's really where the power of the presidency comes from. It's influence. Without it, you have no power. Yeah, you can order a nuclear strike, which is a big deal. I'm not discounting that, obviously, because that's a pretty big freaking deal that you have the power to order a nuke strike. Sure. Yes. Okay. But short of that, what power do you really have? I mean, if you follow the Constitution, presidents are not supposed to start wars. Congress does. They're just the commander-in-chief once the war starts. Now, obviously, we don't follow that anymore. So, yeah, you could start a war. But really, what else? You can't do anything legislatively. Although, nowadays, presidents do everything through executive decree. But everything comes down to influence and how much you have of it. And if you don't have it anymore, then you're useless and you're ineffective. But there's something else, too, and that's Democrats are also reading the poll numbers. And the poll numbers are showing them that Joe Biden loses, and they don't want to lose themselves. You know, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to our buddy David Urban. So this morning he sent me an article from Politics PA, and I always appreciate his updates for me. He's very close to future Senator Dave McCormick, and I do think Dave's going to win. And the poll numbers coming out today, the story from Real Clear, Pennsylvania. Casey lead shrinks as Trump margin over Biden grows in Pennsylvania. And the story goes on. We'll talk further in depth about it with David Urban at 4 o'clock today. But based on Remington Research, Dave McCormick, the lead that Casey has over him is now shrunk to just 1 point. That's a statistical tie. I mean, the race is tied. Democrats are seeing this. Democrats are realizing that there's down ballot effects to this and it could affect them. So even if they want to stand with Joe Biden out of some philosophical or moral point, even though these people have no morals and their philosophy is a terrible one, they also, it's self-preservation for them. Self-preservation. And Barack Obama can easily pick up the phone call and have donors turn away from you in a heartbeat. In Democrat politics, in a heartbeat. And they know that, too. So now they're thinking to themselves, why am I staying on this train when this train ends in November regardless, or technically January? But either way, this guy's losing. And worse, he may take me with him. He may take my House seat. He may take my Senate seat. He may cost me my chances of being governor. Why would I stand with this guy? Versus I join what is now becoming the majority opinion of the party. I keep Obama happy with me, and the party lives to fight another day. Maybe they can get a nominee who has a chance. Now, I don't think Kamala Harris has a chance in hell. I'm still not certain it's going to be Kamala Harris. I don't really think there's any Democrat out there who can beat Trump, not without massive amounts of their fun and games, Democrat fun and games. And there's a story how in Michigan and Wisconsin, they have now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has come out and said that drop boxes shall remain and be expanded too. Ballot drop boxes, their use is expanding. Forgive me, I have a little tickle. I've been speaking since noon today. I filled in for Dana Lash's national show. I'll do it again tomorrow from 12 to 3. So it's 7 hours of radio today and 7 hours of radio tomorrow. And yes, I'll be on the air tomorrow, even though it's Friday. So stop with your little snarky little comments. I can already hear it. Not next Friday, though, but that's not my fault. We're going to be live at the RNC next week, and I got to fly home. And the flight, I won't get back in time to do the show. So we can't do it from the convention because it's shut down on Friday, so nothing I can do about that. And I certainly can't fly late Thursday because I don't want to miss the parties, the big final night. Duh. But no, I'm here today. And America's fill-in host, Michael Pelka, will be here next Friday. He's actually going to stop by later on the show, we hope, because his brother, Greg Opelka, wrote a great piece in the Wall Street Journal about Mike being America's fill-in host and was kind enough to mention me as one of the hosts he fills in for all the time. So I was honored to be included among that esteemed group of talk show hosts. So without fun and games by the Democrats, i.e. cheating, massive amounts of cheating in November, Trump wins. But, you know, they're going to do everything they can to stop this, to stop him winning. And it's all about Ukraine. I'm telling you right now, it's all about the money. It's the money flow to Ukraine. NATO, the European countries, we're giving them F-16s. Those F-16s come from the military-industrial complex. Obviously, all the money that's passed for Ukraine, all the money that's sent, doesn't go to Ukraine. It goes to the military-industrial complex. I mean, Zelensky's got to wet his beak, obviously. Trump has said the Ukraine war ends on day one. They don't want that. They do not want that to end. And they know that even if he ends it, he's not going to start anything new. So they don't have any other fun and games to play with, i.e. get massively rich. So they're going to try to do everything they can to stop him. So now the only question for Democrats is this. Are you going to be on Team Biden knowing you're losing regardless? Hey, Biden is not going to be president for a second term. He's not. The poll numbers are clear. He's losing. He's going to lose. It's going to be a landslide. David Axelrod has said it. Real Clear Politics now. Nate Silver has him at over a 75% chance of Trump winning. It's over. The only question now is how does it end? Does it end in November with Joe Biden losing, or does it end now with Joe Biden leaving and then they have another chance? That's the only question. So for Democrats, if you're a down ballot Democrat, you got to ask yourself, are you willing to risk your own seat? And I'm telling you, the answer in politics is no. Nobody is ever willing to risk their own political hide for somebody else. These are some of the most self-absorbed human beings on the planet. And they will not risk their own hide for somebody else. Ever. Never. They don't do that. They'll stand with you if they think you're going to win. They'll stand with you if they think you can do something for them. And they'll stand with you if they think that that's where the conventional wisdom is. But the minute that it's not, then they all scurry like rats. And that's what's happening right now. The political pressure on Biden to quit is not going to stop. Even if he crushes it at his big boy press conference tonight, which, by the way, the fact that they're calling it a big boy press conference when he's known as the big guy, you don't see that? I think it's another intentional shiv. I really do. I think it's another intentional, subtle way to remind him, we know we got the goods on you. And also a way to mock him at the same time, a big boy press conference. I mean, hell, even The Daily Show was making fun of the fact that they're calling it a big boy press conference. And I think it's beyond just big boy. I think it's also about the fact that he's the big guy. And I think that they all know that he's the big guy, and they want him to know that they know that they know. And I think you'd have to be so silly at this point to think that that's not the case, that that's not happening. We have that clip, right, Matt, of The Daily Show making that joke about Biden. I'm trying to find it on my cut sheet here. You got it? Here, take a listen. Daily Show's been very funny lately, as a matter of fact. Jon Stewart's great. He and I may not agree politically, but he's still incredibly funny. And, you know, the guy's got a gift, no doubt about it. But this is one of the female anchors on the show. Take a listen.
Worry not, Biden's team has a plan. Tomorrow he'll hold a press conference to show that he's fully in charge of all his faculties. Unfortunately, their branding isn't helping.
The next test is what the White House says will be some kind of a big boy press conference.
He'll have a press conference, a big boy press conference, his big boy press conference, a big boy press conference.
I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it.
Oh my God, stop saying big boy press conference. It sounds like he's going to show everyone that he can tie his own shoes. Although at this point, it would be reassuring to see him do that.
Yeah, it's true. So they're even making fun of it. NBC News reported that Biden's July fundraising will likely be half of what it was in June, and that the numbers are disastrous. July fundraising is cratering. I told you yesterday on the show, there's a story that came out that said nobody's answering the phone. All the donors are not answering the phone. That's for two reasons. Number one, Barack Obama has told them not to. And number two, it's because they know that they're wasting their money. And there's no chance. So it's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if anymore. It's just a matter of when. And I hate to say I'm going to be right because I really want Joe Biden to stay in the race. I do because I think Trump beats him easily. And I don't know what I don't know. But come on. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in today, we've got a big show for you today. But the big story of the day is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. And it's this, the mounting calls on Joe Biden to get out of the race. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. So George Clooney's letter, who was behind it? I said Barack Obama. Turns out Morning Joe said the same thing. Don't go away.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
And the Biden campaign is instructing media outlets to remove unfavorable portions of Biden's own interviews. There's also a story today that Biden's campaign is calling up delegates to the Democrat National Convention, assuring to be assured of their loyalty. Now, the Biden campaign is objecting to this, but according to the article, the delegates are going, they're calling. And they want to make sure I'm still on the team. So two edits, according to at least one station, at the time of 5:20, the removal of the following. This is what they wanted taken out of the transcript. Quote, and in addition to that, I have more blacks in my administration than any other president, all other presidents combined, and in major positions, cabinet positions. Let me say that again. They wanted this edited out of an official White House transcript by a news outlet. To remove the following, and in addition to that, I have more blacks in my administration than any other president, all other presidents combined, and in major positions, cabinet positions. Okay? Number two, at the time 14:15, in reference to Donald Trump's call for the death penalty for the Central Park Five, the removal of, quote, I don't know if they even call for their hanging or not, but they said, convicted of murder. So they're having news outlets now remove this stuff of actual things. And, you know, the question that they were asking is, how many other times has this happened? So, all right, let me play this clip for you. This is Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski. And I thought, wow, maybe Mika listens to the show. I hope not. I mean, sure, I hope she does, actually. And I want everyone to listen to the show. This is I'm a very inclusive host. I don't doubt that the left listens to it. I know the left listens to this show. I know they do. I know that for a fact. But I said yesterday at 3 o'clock that Barack Obama has given the call to take out Joe Biden. And I'm pretty sure I was at least, if not the first, but one of the first to come to the conclusion based on the fact that all of his little minions are all out there saying the same thing. And that tweet yesterday from his former speechwriter was very deliberate in giving Joe Biden the choice. You either go out a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. Oh, Dark Knight. That's a legit quote from The Dark Knight. Great movie, by the way. Great movie. But that's essentially what it is. You either die a hero or, but in this case, it's either you go out as a hero or you're going to wind up being the guy, we destroy your legacy. And either way, you're done. How do you want to go out? How do you want to go? You want to go out with the gold watch and the golden parachute, or do you want to go down in flames as a corrupt SOB and open yourself up to who knows what? Your choice, Joe. You make the decision. And it was a very artfully worded threat. Here's what Brzezinski said today about who's behind George Clooney's op-ed, cut number two.
Why'd I ever watch that with my kids again?
Wasn't George Clooney.
What do you mean?
Just wasn't. Come on.
Well, who do you think it was? Matt Damon?
It was not Matt Damon.
Who do you think it was?
It wasn't Julia Roberts either.
Who do you think it was? You can say the name. You won't melt. It's not Voldemort. Are you saying you think Barack Obama put him up to this?
I think that Barack Obama has a lot of influence, and I think that there's a lot there.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. Yeah, it's Barack Obama, no doubt about it. This is from CNN. Angry and stunned Democrats blame Biden's closest advisors for shielding public from the full extent of the president's decline. Wait, Matt, what's that? What did you just text me?
Oh, there's a brand new poll out from the Washington Post and ABC.
I want to preface it, but the far right wing Washington Post.
So there have been a bunch of polls going around since the debate asking Democrats if they want Biden to step aside. And all of them, for the most part, have said that they do not want Biden to step aside. The majority were supporting Joe Biden. Well, not anymore. This newest one says that 56% of Democrats now say they'd like him to step aside. 42% say they want him to continue. And when you ask U.S. adults in general, the number to step aside is 67%. Only 30% think he should remain in the race.
That's not good.
That's very, very bad.
That's not good. That's very bad. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. Brand new breaking news here on the poll, on the Zioli show, of a new poll from, again, I want to preface this by saying it's the far right wing Washington Post and the conspiracy site known as ABC News. So take it all with a grain of salt. All right. So CNN has a story. Angry and stunned Democrats blame Biden's closest advisors for shielding the public from the full extent of the president's decline. Now, the takeaway from this is that this entire presidency is a sham. It's all a sham. It's all carefully staged. There's a picture right now on the internet, I'll retweet it actually, of Joe Biden using a cheat sheet at today's press conference with a reporter's question and her picture written on it. And I just retweeted that for you. It's that was from April. But it's not the first time Joe Biden's done that. So the question, of course, is for tonight. Is tonight's whole thing going to be pre-scripted, pre-screened? And the answer is yes, but I still don't think it saves him. I don't think his big boy press conference is going to be something that he can turn the ship around. Even before Biden made remarks that night, This is at the star-studded fundraiser with Joe Biden last August, and George Clooney was there. Whispers of concern rippled through the audience at the Peacock Theater about the president who had just arrived from a long flight from Italy. Some of the biggest donors at the $30 million fundraising event who had waited in line to take pictures with Biden expressed unease at how the president looked and carried himself. He was less cogent than usual, said one attendee, who was surprised that during a smaller meeting with donors before the main event, Biden barely spoke. Instead, this person said, he left virtually all of the talking to former President Barack Obama, who struck some guests as unusual for a loquacious politician like Biden. Biden's appearance in California struck attendees as starkly different from a fundraising gala he attended in March at Radio City Music Hall in New York. There's a marked difference in the president from the spring to the summer, a senior Democrat told CNN. He's just not the same. Back in Washington, there have been clear signs throughout his term of Biden being increasingly stage managed, with lists of talking points, names of questioners, and drawings of where he should walk presented to him by aides. Remember, I told you the other day they had that one with the red carpet and the podium? Here, follow the ruby brick road, follow the ruby brick road, and then go to the podium. Then when you're done, turn around and walk down the ruby brick road back to where you were. They've been doing a lot of that. Ahead of closed-door cabinet meetings that Biden attends, it's customary for cabinet officials to submit questions and key talking points that they plan to present in front of Biden ahead of time to White House aides, said two sources with direct knowledge. They told that to CNN. The entire display is kind of an act, one of those sources told CNN. They would come and say, hey, the president is going to call on you about 25 minutes in and ask the question, what are the bullet points you'll respond with? The second source, who echoed the same description, said when Biden attends cabinet meetings, they are not freewheeling and pretty well orchestrated. And the meetings themselves are infrequent, with one cabinet secretary telling CNN they are uncertain of Biden's condition because they so rarely see him. In fact, the last full cabinet meeting took place on October 2nd, 2023. Sources also said cabinet meetings during the Obama years, which Biden attended as vice president, were not prescriptive this way. Even as the oldest sitting president in history at 81, Biden's halting performance at the debate last month came as a shock to most inside the White House and across the administration, including senior officials who have known the president for years and regularly have private conversations and meetings with him. CNN talked to more than two dozen current and former Democratic officials, donors, and longtime Biden allies, all of whom spoke on the condition of anonymity to avoid alienating Biden and discuss sensitive health matters, verboten by the White House. While it's clear the president had aged in the past year, none of them said they had seen this version of Biden, faltering and dazed, that showed up at the debate. In many of the conversations, sources blame the president's inner circle. Yes, the inner circle of advisors and top people within the Democrat Party. Yeah. And the family, too. The family's been hiding this as well. President's inner circle of advisors and family for what they said has become a painstakingly choreographed daily operation designed to prevent him from being in unscripted settings for extended periods of time. There's this general sense of just unbelievable holding your breath every time he does an event, every time he's with people. This is going to get worse, said one White House official. Well, you know, they play orchestra music to get him off the stage. When he was in NATO, he started rambling about DEI and they cut the mic feed. You don't do that to the president of the United States of America. All right, I have more to say on this, but we have a guest coming up. So let me take a quick break. There's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be a very, very breaking news show today. There's more Democrats coming out and calling on Biden to go, and more Democrats who are saying, let's just wait till NATO is over and then I'll call on him to go. It's not pretty to watch. It's not pretty. And yet, and somehow I'm really enjoying this, even though I don't want him to go, because I know Trump's going to beat him like a drum. And I want to go to the White House Easter egg roll with my kids. All right, we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
What do you think? Is Biden going to survive this? Am I crazy in thinking that it's over? It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nah, this is over. What do you think? Now, but what you can't do is say why logistically it can't happen, because it absolutely can. And I told you yesterday, too, the best way they make this happen is to nominate Biden first and then make the change. And I think if they negotiate this deal behind the scenes and Biden gets his golden parachute, and then Obama will give the word, everybody quiet down, they'll nominate him, and then he'll step aside. And then at that point, he can transfer his war chest over to Kamala Harris or whoever the person is. And yeah, there'll be legal challenges to ballot access and all that. They're not going to work. The best way to stop this is for the Republican Party to come out and say that this is going to happen and that we have to stop the swap. Because I'm telling you right now, putting your faith in the courts, it's not going to work. I lived through this in Jersey in 2002 with Doug Forrester and Robert Torricelli. We lived through this in Pennsylvania last election in 2020 when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided to change the time, manner, and place of the election with mail-in ballots, and there was absolute corruption there. And the U.S. Supreme Court did nothing. So if you're putting your faith, like I heard the Heritage Foundation, and I love the Heritage Foundation. I think they're fantastic, but they're planning lawsuits if there's a change because state laws and ballots, it's not going to work. I'm just telling you it's not going to work. I want it to work. I want Biden to stay in this race more than anything. It's not often in life you know a president. It's not often in life you can say you were literally on the team at a time before anybody else really was. I was an early guy to Team Trump. I have a history here. You should not doubt that for a second. I mean, I've got letters from the guy, I've got pictures with the guy, and I've got a check from the guy too, because he paid me. And I'm loyal. I'm not one of those people that's not loyal. I'm never going to pull a Michael Cohen or any of that nonsense. But at the same time, I'm objective in my analysis of political events. So I'm not going to sit here and put my head in the sand and say, it's going to be Biden. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Biden. It's not going to be Biden. So we all have to prepare for that fact. And I think the best way to deal with that is to turn around and say they're going to try to swap him out, and we have to stop the swap. So at least, if nothing else, we can have the American people make the full decision in November. Because the ones who can really stop this are the voters. The voters can stop this. No, believe me, it's rare in life you can know somebody before they're president, while they're president, after they're president, and potentially know them when they're president again. I'm in a very unique position in my life. This is in some ways, kind of one of those moments where I got to pinch myself and go, was I really in the room with him? Just me and him on the 26th floor of Trump Tower? Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. You'll never know because I have a non-disclosure agreement. That's right. He paid me hush money. I'm not ashamed. And I respect my hush money payments. No, but really I was, maybe, potentially. And I think back to that. I'm like, holy cow. Wow. I had breakfast at Mar-a-Lago. It's not often you get to say that. I was in the Oval Office. Like, I want him to win. I really want him to win again. Not only just for me selfishly, which I know this sounds very selfish at the moment, but also because our country, I'm very worried about the direction this country is going under this idiot. And I know whatever idiot follows him, it's going down the same leftist path. I want him to appoint more Supreme Court justices. I want to continue this direction we're going. I mean, this is the guy who appointed justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. I want another Trump term. I want to finish the job. I want to restore the balance of power in the executive branch back to the president and not to these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. I want this. We need it. This country needs it. I want to stop this money grab that Ukraine is doing right now and the military-industrial complex is doing. I don't want bureaucrats like Fauci and these other people in the pharmaceutical industrial industry to ever have the kind of power they did last time. And Trump's learned his lesson. He's learned his lesson from surrounding himself from political hacks who served him no purpose whatsoever other than to help undermine him. And he's seen firsthand what the deep state is capable of doing. And as somebody who wants to stop the shadow government that continues to erode our civil liberties, I want that badly. I really do. I mean this. I mean, I'm worried about the Constitution. I've been worried about it ever since I got on the radio. It's one of the reasons I got on the radio. I started doing talk radio back in 2010. If you've been in the Zioli Army ever since day one, you know this. I was talking about the warrantless wiretaps and the spying, and I was talking about this erosion of our civil liberties long before it was cool. In fact, I was doing it before it was ever cool. And I had a lot of conservative callers angry at me. I see the weaponization of this government. I see the weaponization of the Department of Justice. I see how they use the very laws that we passed under the guise of protecting us for political purposes. The Zioli Axum, which I told you back in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. When you give up your liberty to the government in the name of keeping you safe, they will take whatever power you gave them and weaponize it for political purposes. And I watch it happen every day in this country. And I'm tired of it. And I have three kids who I want to have. I want them to be able to live in this country and a peaceful world. And also, I want to be able to retire. I'll probably never retire. I love what I do too much to retire. But I want to be able to afford to if I want the option. You know what I mean? And I want them to be able to have a better life than I have. And all these things that are happening make me very worried for our future. So I want another Trump term. Please don't misinterpret that. I know the guy. I worked for the guy. And it's rare you can say that. It's rare you can say you were on the team that won the White House. It's not many people can. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying that because it's a unique point. It's a unique thing. You know, it's a unique. You live your life, you think to yourself, maybe one day I'll get to see a president. Maybe one day I'll get to shake a president's hand. You live your life thinking, maybe one day I'll work for one, you know? Maybe one day I'll know a guy who becomes president. I literally know him, you know? Know his family. But there's no way Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. I mean, he'll be the nominee, but he's always going to be the candidate. And I wish he was, because Trump will beat him. Mercilessly, he'll sweep the leg and he'll beat him. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be the case, sadly. And whoever is the replacement, I want the American people to know ahead of time what's going to happen, so that when it happens, they can turn around and say, hell no. Hell no. I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with this. And, you know, back in 2015 and 2016, it also wasn't cool to be on Team Trump back then. There were two guys I liked in that race very much. Well, three. I liked Ted Cruz a lot, but I liked Rand Paul and I liked Trump. And they both had the same mindset on foreign policy. They had the same mindset on keeping America out of wars and ending the war, the never-ending war on terror. And those two, I'm very proud to say I helped broker a friendship between them behind the scenes. I wasn't the only one, but I was part of it. And I'm glad that Trump never started any new wars. I'm glad that he was winding down the war on terror. It makes me happy, you know. But back in 2016, it was not, there were a lot of my peers in talk radio who were openly coming out and saying that Trump was a disaster and a con man. And I mean, National Review did a whole issue bashing Trump with some of my favorite talk radio hosts in that article. As a matter of fact, there were talk show hosts on my radio station back then who were trashing Trump endlessly. And because of the fact that I always call balls and strikes, I was doing the same in terms of calling balls and strikes. So if there was something I didn't like that Trump did, I would say so. And I would say so because I wanted him to win. in addition to the fact that I wanted to call balls and strikes, but the relentless Trump bashing back then from a lot of talk radio hosts around this country. Now, it's all been forgotten, and that's fine, and I'm okay with that. In fact, it's better if it's all forgotten. Everybody now acts like they were an early adapter. Everybody always acts like they were on the proverbial Trump train from day one, and fine. That's okay. I don't care. I really don't. But I remember. I remember who was and who wasn't. We all do. And the teams have changed. The names have changed. And there's people on the campaign now who have no idea about any of that. And I'm fine with that, too. I don't care. My goal here is not to I don't need to be behind the scenes of the RNC. I don't need to be on stage. I don't need to, none of that interests me. It really doesn't, you know. But back in 2015, there was a real need, you know, for talented political operatives because none of them would work for him. They were all with Jeb, exclamation mark, or they were with Ted Cruz, or they were with other people. And so he doesn't forget that. He doesn't forget that for a second. When I walked into the Oval Office to see him in 2019, he said, "Well, I remember you from the escalator days." The escalator days is what we refer to as the time when there was like four people, five, six people who were with him. Anyway, the point is, There are people who I think sometimes hear what they want to hear. You know what I mean? And just because I'm predicting Joe Biden will not be the candidate is not because I'm hoping somehow that somebody can stop Trump. I pray Trump wins. America needs him. It really does. We can't do another 4 years of a Democrat. I mean, we can, but it's not going to be good. It will not be good. And I'm telling you, if you're putting your hope in the courts, you're foolish to think the courts will stop this. If you're putting your hope in some obscure federal election law or something like that, you're foolish. There's nothing that will stop this. It is inevitable. Joe Biden is gone. He's toast. And there will be another candidate. And the only thing we can do is convince the American people that the swap is wrong. Stop the swap. It's the only thing we can do. And make the American people see what's coming like a freight train and be unhappy with it and say this is wrong. All right, we got a great guest coming up, David Urban. We're going to talk to him straight ahead. We have a lot to get to. It's going to be a busy show today with breaking news all over the place and Biden's big boy press conference at 6:30 p.m. We'll take it for you live. I got to tell you, it makes me crave Bob's Big Boy. Is Bob's Big Boy still around, Matt DeSantis?
Yeah, they're in the Midwest.
Oh, I'd love me some Bob's Big Boy right now.
Very good.
Can we order it on Uber Eats?
I don't think they're going to deliver it from Ohio, but we can try.
Ah, damn it. All right, fine. All right, listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding do great work. Great work. And 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Roofing, siding, windows, and doors. That's Emmons Roofing and Siding. Trust the team at Emmons. E-M-M-O-N-S. EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Emmons, the work they do is top rate. You'll be so happy with the work they do. So happy with the incredible expertise and care. Matt and his wife, Stephanie, are great friends of mine personally. And we've used Emmons for over 7 years between our two houses. They've done great work in our new house already, replacing some doors. So improve the look of your home. Improve the feel of your home, too, with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Just go to EmmonsRoofing.com. Tell them I sent you. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. You'll love the look of the roof, the Anderson windows, the doors, the siding. It really makes your home look beautiful from the curb and increases your home's value as well. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
What do you think? Is Biden going to survive this? Am I crazy in thinking that it's over? It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nah, this is over. What do you think? Now, but what you can't do is say why logistically it can't happen, because it absolutely can. And I told you yesterday, too, the best way they make this happen is to nominate Biden first and then make the change. And I think if they negotiate this deal behind the scenes and Biden gets his golden parachute, and then Obama will give the word, everybody quiet down, they'll nominate him, and then he'll step aside. And then at that point, he can transfer his war chest over to Kamala Harris or whoever the person is. And yeah, there'll be legal challenges to ballot access and all that. They're not going to work. The best way to stop this is for the Republican Party to come out and say that this is going to happen and that we have to stop the swap. Because I'm telling you right now, putting your faith in the courts, it's not going to work. I lived through this in Jersey in 2002 with Doug Forrester and Robert Torricelli. We lived through this in Pennsylvania last election in 2020, when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided to change the time, manner, and place of the election with mail-in ballots, and there was absolute corruption there. And the U.S. Supreme Court did nothing. So if you're putting your faith, like I heard the Heritage Foundation, and I love the Heritage Foundation, I think they're fantastic, but they're planning lawsuits if there's a change, because state laws and ballots, it's not going to work. I'm just telling you, it's not going to work. I want it to work. I want Biden to stay in this race more than anything. It's not often in life you know a president. It's not often in life you can say you were literally on the team at a time before anybody else really was. I was an early guy to Team Trump. I mean, I have a history here. you should not doubt that for a second. I mean, I've got letters from the guy, I've got pictures with the guy, and I've got a check from the guy, too, because he paid me. And I'm loyal. I'm not one of those people that's not loyal. I'm never going to pull a Michael Cohen or any of that nonsense. But at the same time, I'm objective in my analysis of political events. So I'm not going to sit here and put my head in the sand and say, oh, yeah, it's going to be Biden. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Biden. It's not going to be Biden. So we all have to prepare for that fact. And I think the best way to deal with that is to turn around and say they're going to try to swap him out and we have to stop the swap. So at least, if nothing else, we can have the American people make the full decision in November, because the ones who can really stop this are the voters. The voters can stop this. No, believe me, it's rare in life you can know somebody before they're president, while they're president, after they're president, and potentially know them when they're president again. I'm in a very unique position in my life. This is in some ways kind of one of those moments where I got to pinch myself and go, was I really in the room with him? Just me and him on the 26th floor of Trump Tower? Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. You'll never know because I have a non-disclosure agreement. That's right, he paid me hush money. I'm not ashamed. And I respect my hush money payments. No, but really I was, maybe, potentially. And I think back to that. I'm like, holy cow. Wow. I had breakfast at Mar-a-Lago. It's not often you get to say that. I was in the Oval Office. Like, I want him to win. I really want him to win again. Not only just for me selfishly, which I know this sounds very selfish at the moment, but also because our country. I'm very worried about the direction this country is going under this idiot. And I know whatever idiot follows him, it's going down the same leftist path. I want him to appoint more Supreme Court justices. I want to continue this direction we're going. I mean, this is the guy who appointed justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. I want another Trump term. I want to finish the job. I want to restore the balance of power in the executive branch back to the president and not to these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. I want this. We need it. This country needs it. I want to stop this money grab that Ukraine is doing right now and the military-industrial complex is doing. I don't want bureaucrats like Fauci and these other people in the pharmaceutical industrial industry to ever have the kind of power they did last time. And Trump's learned his lesson. He's learned his lesson from surrounding himself from political hacks who served him no purpose whatsoever other than to help undermine him. And he's seen firsthand what the deep state is capable of doing. And as somebody who wants to stop the shadow government that continues to erode our civil liberties, I want that badly. I really do. I mean this. I mean, I'm worried about the Constitution. I've been worried about it ever since I got on the radio. It's one of the reasons I got on the radio. I started doing talk radio back in 2010. If you've been in the Zioli Army ever since day one, you know this. I was talking about the warrantless wiretaps and the spying, and I was talking about this erosion of our civil liberties long before it was cool. In fact, I was doing it before it was ever cool. And I had a lot of conservative callers angry at me. I see the weaponization of this government. I see the weaponization of the Department of Justice. I see how they use the very laws that we passed under the guise of protecting us for political purposes. The Zioli Axum, which I told you back in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. When you give up your liberty to the government in the name of keeping you safe, they will take whatever power you gave them and weaponize it for political purposes. And I watch it happen every day in this country. And I'm tired of it. And I have three kids who I want to have. I want them to be able to live in this country and a peaceful world. And also, I want to be able to retire. I'll probably never retire. I love what I do too much to retire. But I want to be able to afford to if I want the option. You know what I mean? And I want them to be able to have a better life than I have. And all these things that are happening make me very worried for our future. So I want another Trump term. Please don't misinterpret that. I know the guy. I worked for the guy. And it's rare you can say that. It's rare you can say you were on the team that won the White House. It's not many people can. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying that I'm just saying that because I was. It's a unique point. It's a unique thing. You know, it's a unique. You live your life. You think to yourself, maybe one day I'll get to see a president. Maybe one day I'll get to shake a president's hand. It's you live your life thinking maybe one day I'll work for one. You know, maybe one day I'll know a guy who becomes president. I literally know him. You know his family and. But there's no way Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. I mean, he'll be the nominee, but he's always going to be the candidate. And I wish he was, because Trump will beat him mercilessly. He'll sweep the leg and he'll beat him. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be the case, sadly. And whoever is the replacement, I want the American people to know ahead of time what's going to happen so that when it happens, they can turn around and say, hell no. Hell no. No, I do not. I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with this. So, and you know, back in 2015 and 2016, it also wasn't cool to be on Team Trump back then. There were two guys I liked in that race very much. Well, three. I liked Ted Cruz a lot, but I liked Rand Paul and I liked Trump, and they both had the same mindset on foreign policy. They had the same mindset on keeping America out of wars and ending the war, the never-ending war on terror. And those two, I'm very proud to say, I helped broker a friendship between them behind the scenes. I wasn't the only one, but I was part of it. And I'm glad that Trump never started any new wars. I'm glad that he was winding down the war on terror. It makes me happy, you know? But back in 2016, it was not. There were a lot of my peers in talk radio who were openly coming out and saying that Trump was a disaster and a con man. And I mean, National Review did a whole issue bashing Trump with some of my favorite talk radio hosts in that article. As a matter of fact, there were talk show hosts on my radio station back then who were trashing Trump endlessly. And because of the fact that I always call balls and strikes, I was doing the same in terms of calling balls and strikes. So if there was something I didn't like that Trump did, I would say so. And I would say so because I wanted him to win, in addition to the fact that I wanted to call balls and strikes. But the relentless Trump bashing back then from a lot of talk radio hosts around this country. Now, it's all been forgotten, and that's fine. And I'm okay with that. In fact, it's better if it's all forgotten. Everybody now acts like they were an early adapter. Everybody always acts like they were on the proverbial Trump train from day one. And fine, that's okay. I don't care. I really don't. But I remember. I remember who was and who wasn't. We all do. And the teams have changed. The names have changed. And there's people on the campaign now who have no idea about any of that. And I'm fine with that, too. I don't care. My goal here is not to, I don't need to be behind the scenes of the RNC. I don't need to be on stage. I don't need to, none of that interests me. It really doesn't, you know. But back in 2015, there was a real need, you know, for talented political operatives because none of them would work for him. They were all with Jeb, exclamation mark, or they were with Ted Cruz, or they were with other people. And so he doesn't forget that. He doesn't forget that for a second. When I walked into the Oval Office to see him in 2019, he said, "Oh, I remember you from the escalator days." The escalator days is what we refer to as the time when there was like four people, five, six people who were with him. Anyway, the point is, there are people who I think sometimes hear what they want to hear. You know what I mean? And just because I'm predicting Joe Biden will not be the candidate is not because I'm hoping somehow that somebody can stop Trump. I pray Trump wins. America needs him. It really does. We can't do another 4 years of a Democrat. I mean, we can, but it's not going to be good. It will not be good. And I'm telling you, if you're putting your hope in the courts, you're foolish to think the courts will stop this. If you're putting your hope in some obscure federal election law or something like that, you're foolish. There's nothing that will stop this. It is inevitable. Joe Biden is gone. He's toast. And there will be another candidate. And the only thing we can do is convince the American people that the swap is wrong. Stop the swap. It's the only thing we can do. And make the American people see what's coming like a freight train and be unhappy with it and say this is wrong. All right, we got a great guest coming up, David Urban. We're going to talk to him straight ahead. We have a lot to get to. It's going to be a busy show today with breaking news all over the place and Biden's big boy press conference at 6:30 p.m. We'll take it for you live. I got to tell you, it makes me crave Bob's big boy. Is Bob's big boy still around, Matt DeSantis?
Yeah, they're in the Midwest.
Oh, I'd love me some Bob's big boy right now.
Very good.
Can we order it on Uber Eats?
I don't think they're going to deliver it from Ohio, but we can try.
Ah, damn it. All right, fine. All right, listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding do great work. Great work. And 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Roofing, siding, windows, and doors. That's Emmons Roofing and Siding. Trust the team at Emmons. E-M-M-O-N-S. EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Emmons, the work they do is top rate. You'll be so happy with the work they do, so happy with the incredible expertise and care. Matt and his wife, Stephanie, are great friends of mine personally, and we've used Emmons for over 7 years between our two houses. They've done great work in our new house already, replacing some doors. So improve the look of your home. Improve the feel of your home, too, with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Just go to emmonsroofing.com. Tell them I sent you. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. You'll love the look of the roof, the Anderson windows, the doors, the siding. It really makes your home look beautiful from the curb and increases your home's value as well. emmonsroofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.